was telling a story about how when I first got married, she wanted me to sing a song. And she wanted me to sing this song, and I said, oh, I don't do that till the end. I want to sing. I want to get from people every day. And Andrew and Stephen, one day, they asked me if I wanted to sing Amen to the church. Like, all right, we're going to do it. We got up. It was terrible. It was embarrassing. I come to realize there that they didn't think it was fun. So that's why I do it myself now. So she was a little upset with me. I was like, oh, you'll sing for them, but you won't sing for me. So that's not like that. They took out a lot. So ever since then, she's been picking songs for me. I've been picking songs for me. She'll pick one out and suggest the church comes to her. And I took one over here. So she's been doing that for a while. Well, I finally done one day. But you know what? You never sang a song for me. You don't have to sing. I picked one out for her. If you ever heard the song, I'm going to treat him like a king. And she don't want to sing it. But they asked her to come sing on the church. She didn't do it. They asked me to come up and sing a song too. So I was going to ask her if she would come up with me today and help me sing a song. You only have to sing the chorus. It's pretty easy. You don't have to harmonize and sing a thing. You come up for me today and sing a song. Then I won't bother you about it anymore. I'm going to sing a song. It's Until Then. Yes, 7 years. We'll be married 7 years here on my heart can sing. My heart can sing when I pause to a heartache here is just a stepping stone along the path that's always winding upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then. again, amen. Just to get the same song in my heart. God is just so faithful. If you want to stand this morning, by the grace of God, appreciate the privilege to be here with you all today. If you want to open the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. God is good all the time. Well, for me, isn't it? Maybe not to them out there. Well, you know what? God's good to them too. Makes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. The sun rose on the righteous and righteous. Amen. He's a good God. He's also a God of judgment, of holiness. That is good to cry. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll start in the 14th. God bless y'all this morning. So many faces here. It's nice to see you. Brother Jack, nice to see you. 14th verse here, the Apostle Paul, he says, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For that you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you have not many fathers. From Christ Jesus, I have begotten you to be the gospel. Amen. A true picture of today, there's many people that will instruct and teach you. This man was more than that. He was a father to them. He had a relationship with them. He laid him for them. He laid up for them. Amen. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Oh, now we're going to follow a man. Here we go. Well, praise the Lord. He said anyhow. Be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, faithful in the Lord, who should bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. I love Paul's consistency. You know, he was the same guy wherever he went. Right? Now watch this. Now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. So there's people already making fun of Paul. The first message, oh, he's not, you know, he's nothing. There's nothing to him when he speaks. His bodily presence is contemptible and his speech is rude. There's nothing to this guy. So some of these guys are puffed up, so he's not going to do it. But I will come to you, surely, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech or the language or the talking of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Yes. Amen. I want to read that last verse one more time. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Amen. God bless you guys. Bow heads for words of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you now as we read these words which have been written down for us, for our learning and our admonition. Lord, you preserve them through the dark ages. You preserve them through false teaching and false prophets, that we might have a testimony in this day, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We thank you for this word. May we cleave to it, Father. May we esteem it more than our necessary means. Lord, may you speak to us today out of this word, out of this holy scripture, Father, that you give us revelation and wisdom and understanding of the things that you would have to say to us. Bless these people, we pray. May you give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive all that you would have for them. Father, we come to give you all the praise and glory, for we ask it now in Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated today. I'd like to we talked about exousia authority the other night. I want to talk about the power of God today, the kingdom of God and power. Amen. This man, Paul, he was an angel to his age. And, you know, some people, they don't like to believe that, or that, you know, well, angels, that just refers to spirits. And of course, we know there are beings, there are angels, there are spirits, but God, he takes a man and he makes him a messenger, an angel, the same word. The Apostle Paul, he comes and he preached to the Galatians like he did here one time, and with the Corinthians, and he begins to preach to them, and says that these people, they heard that the man that once persecuted their faith, now he's preaching the faith that he once persecuted. He says, and they glorified God in me. They saw God so represented in the life and the ministry of the Apostle Paul that they could give glory to God through what he was doing in Paul. Amen? And it was the same thing that God testified of when he struck him down on the road to Damascus, that he was gonna be glorified. He has a chosen vessel. Is that right? And he talks about how and he go over in the fourth chapter of Galatians, and he talks about how my temptation, my infirmity, which is in the flesh, you didn't despise it. Now, people say it's a different thing, you know, maybe the eyes are acting for different things, but if you read through the book of Acts, Paul had just been stoned. Amen? He'd just been stoned for the gospel, and they laid him out in the street and left him for dead, and the people, they gathered around him, and Paul had, I like to say, because Paul had taught them so well. Here they're praying for Paul to raise him up in his condition. Here he'd been stoned and left for dead, and they are now praying for Paul, and God raises up Paul, and he goes over to this place here in Galatians. Gospel then. But Paul's just been about killed. Right. And then he comes and he begins to preach to them. And not only do they not despise this man, but the scripture says that they received him as an angel of God. Even Christ Jesus. So in other words, they recognized that Christ was coming through an angel, through the ministry of Paul to them. Amen.
That's right.
It wasn't just some man just preaching some idea, but God was literally being represented in this messenger. Is that right? We know that John, he's on the Isle of Patmos, and he sees an angel come to him and begins to testify. And two times he bows down. Now look at the ministry of this angel that visits John, and he shows them the city. This angel begins to preach the future home to him.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. This angel begins to preach the invisible union. The Lamb is made, the Lamb's wife is ready. Is that right? He begins to preach all these things. He begins to preach the seal. And John sees this angel. Twice he goes and he bows down to worship this angel. Notice this minister is so close to being like Jesus that he thought he was supposed to worship. And this angel said, "See that you don't do it, for I'm of thy brethren." Now this isn't just an angelic being. He says, "I'm of thy brethren, the prophets."
That's right.
So he was receiving something, and I'll let you read between the lines a little bit here, but this prophet was giving John the same thing John is seeing. He's seen beyond the curtain of time. He's seen the seals open, and this angel's preaching it to him.
Amen.
Amen. This angel, it's a man. It's a man. He's of his brother in the prophets. He has the spirit of prophecy. And this angel, the same angel, I just want to say this way, the same angel has come to you in this day and preached to you the things that John saw in Patmos. You've seen them in this day.
Amen.
You've got 1,100 sermons, and God testifies, amen, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same life, amen. And it's just as it was in the days of Paul, but even greater, amen, because it was a Son of Man, a prophetic ministry, not revealing Paul, not revealing William Branham, but revealing the Son of Man.
Amen.
Even as Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get you excited, amen. I'll tell you what. The kingdom of God, is that right? I preached a sermon yesterday. I don't want to preach that whole sermon and do this one, but the prophet talks about this in the seventh seal. He says that we're drawn closer to God. He says from justification to sanctification, sanctification to baptism of the Holy Ghost. He says we're drawn closer to God all the time.
Amen.
From the negative to the positive. He says the kingdom of God is coming. Amen.
Right.
So we talk about in James 4:4 says to draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto us. You know, the church world has an idea, oh, we're going to have an all-night prayer meeting. We're gonna fast and pray, read our Bibles, or maybe we're going to do penance, or maybe we'll cut ourselves like the prophets of Baal. We're going to do these things to get close to God. But the way to get close to God is to receive revelation.
Amen?
Amen? From justification to sanctification. When Wesley's day came and God presented them a revelation of sanctification, for them to draw nigh unto God, to keep themselves from sin, as James talked about in James 4, was to move further with that revelation. Amen? Because that's where the power is. That's where the ability to come closer to God is. Is that right? And the prophet talks about Christ's mystery God reveals. And God's wanting you to have this revelation, but you let so many things keep you from it. You let a job, you let your husband, you let your wife. We let things keep us from it. Amen? The means by which we're going to draw closer to God, this revelation that he wants to give you. Amen? In other words, to receive, to walk in this revelation is to draw nigh unto God, amen? From the negative to the positive all the time, amen? Amen. There's a woman, and the scripture talks about her, and actually talks about her in three books of the gospel. She had a blood issue. Amen? And this woman, I don't know if anyone's ever heard her tell this before, but you know, you think about this woman, the Bible doesn't tell us a lot about her. It does tell her that she spent all her money. She went to the doctor.
Sure did.
And they couldn't, they took her money, but they couldn't do anything for it. It's like the doctors today. They bled her dry, amen, but she was still sick at the end of it all. She might have went and got CAT scan, might have got this done, she might be on 8 pills a day. They couldn't do anything. They bled her dry.
Uh-huh.
Guess they didn't have Obamacare back then. Scary to think about as it is anyway. She spent all her living, all her substance on this, amen. Not for, and I say it like this, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us a whole lot about her, but I imagine she, you know, she wasn't born with this condition.
Right.
She might have had a husband or a family. That's how she would have had, I mean, she being if she was a single woman, she wouldn't have enough money probably in those days to pay the doctors for 12 years, amen? So, you know, this is a woman, she's got family, she might have children, it could be a lot of different things. And you think for 12 years, amen? Some of us, we get a toothache and get upset. Where's God at? This woman for 12 years, she was unclean. Amen. Ceremonial. She couldn't go into her own household if she had one, or see her own kids. If it came time to put them down to bed at night and tuck them in, she wasn't allowed to do that. Because she was ceremonial. She couldn't cook for her husband, make something for him when he came home, or maybe for daddy or whoever it would be. She wasn't able to do that because she's ceremonially unclean. So she has this situation year in, year out. You know, all the feasts and all the things that go on year in, year out. And she lives with this condition. A lot of us, we learn to live with things that we have in our life. We just learn to accept, well, this is just how it's going to be after a while. You know, there's a man at the gate, beautiful. He was begging. He just accepted, this is my lot in life. Amen? But I want you to realize that one day she recognized something was taking place. Now look, she didn't have a book that told her to go do what she was going to do.
Right.
Amen? She didn't have some sort of pamphlet. She didn't have somebody at church tell her to do this. But she had a revelation that there was, as I said on Wednesday, there was rivers of virtue flowing off this man.
Right.
That there is something different about this man. If she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be made whole.
Right.
She had an understanding that something was going to take place. I love it. Probably quotes this in, I'm going to quote this from the presence of God on Recognized 64. Now watch what he says here. He says, now when he is not recognized, his power is always not revealed. So in other words, by not realizing that he's there, by not recognizing, that's what keeps power from people.
Amen.
Think about that now. Now, the same Jesus is here. Same power, same God, same life. He says when he's not recognized, no matter how much God is standing present, you've got to believe it. That's all. He says, like the one with the blood issue. All them people passing by and all them stand up saying, there goes the rabbi. That's that guy that claims to be a prophet. This is that fanatic and all such stuff. But what happened? This little woman had an issue of blood and she had heard about him. Faith comes by hearing, is that right? She just heard about him. She hadn't even heard him yet. She just heard about him.
Right.
Amen. And when she come down there, regardless of what anybody said. Amen. Y'all getting a little quiet today. Maybe somebody's told you, well, there's nothing to this. Well, regardless of what anybody said, she went down. Amen. Praise the Lord. She recognized who he was. And she said, if I can only touch his garment, see? And when that genuine faith in God became a positive thing to her, what did it release? It released his power to heal her.
Amen.
It touched him in such a way, he turned around and told her what was wrong with her and said, your faith.
Come on.
Your faith.
Yes.
Wasn't even his faith. Your faith has saved you.
Glory to God.
Praise God. If her faith can do that, what can God's faith in us do? Amen?
Amen.
What did it? Faith. Now watch this. Others standing there might have been sicker than she. There might have been stage 4 cancer there or something else. They're getting ready to die. They might have been worse off than her. But you see, she recognized his presence. She knew that was her opportunity. If you recognize the presence of God today, I want you to know, this is your opportunity today, amen? You don't have to wait. Jesus is here today. The same Jesus that walked down the streets, he's here today in the form of the Holy Ghost, amen? And the Holy Ghost is power, amen? Because that's what the kingdom of God is.
Yes, it is.
Amen? The prophet says in the sign of the time, he mentions quite a few times he says this here. He says, we've had so much of the mechanics and not the dynamics.
Amen.
He says, now the body is the mechanics, but my body will not operate without the dynamics of the spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
James says the same thing, as the body without the spirit is dead. Amen? That's why churches are dead today.
Yeah.
They might have a lot of mechanics. They might have a body, amen, but without the spirit there, the body without the spirit is dead.
Amen.
And a church without the spirit of God is dead. It's not a church, it's a lodge.
Amen?
Amen? God told him to call that a lodge. Is that right? It's just another group of attractive meeting. Come on, somebody. This is church because God is in our midst. Amen?
Amen.
The rivers of virtue are in our midst. That's what makes us different. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my. He says, the Spirit operates my body, brings it in control. Like an automobile with no gasoline, with no firing power. No matter how much the dynamics or the mechanics is fixed up, the cylinders and the points and the plugs and whatever, there's got to be a current also. You've got to take these together. And he says, that's the way God is. It's got to get a believer with God to make contact. Then something's going to happen, amen? And he talks about this again in Rising of the Sun. He says that no matter how much the theologians claim, I want you to think about it, though. You know, how well you've got your church set, amen? We got this idea, well, if we get everything here, we just line it up. That's enough. No, you still have to have something come down. There's got to be a change that's made, amen?
Amen.
You can dot the I's and cross the T's and your church can be perfectly in order. Some people are so in order, God can't even move in their church, amen? I can go on about that for a while, amen? They got so in order, even God's not allowed to move in their church, amen? God can't dance, and God can't prophesy, and God can't do this, because We got the Son. They've limited the Holy One of Israel. Amen. It's no longer church order. It's this order is what it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, how much education you got, how much like the Bible, until that wave sheaf, until that Holy Spirit comes upon that person to quicken that word, it says the gasoline represents the word, it's the truth. Well, without the Spirit, it won't move. We have put too much stress on the mechanics and nothing on the dynamic.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we're at. We as a body, the group, that's why people were there at today. Amen. It needs the dynamic power of God, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ upon the church to manifest and to bring to pass that it is gasoline. Look, you can put something else in that gas tank. You can put water in there. You can put Mountain Dew, whatever you put in there. Amen. And unless there's a spark to identify what if it's fuel or if it's something else. Amen. There's got to be something there to identify it. Amen. And that's what the Spirit comes to do. Identify you as sons and daughters of God.
Right,
and just as it comes to identify you, it comes to identify the unbeliever.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Right.
Oh my.
Exactly right.
It's true, amen.
Amen.
It's like I don't know if I was saying it here the other day or where I was, but you look at the same Spirit, the same Peter, he preached on the day of Pentecost, and that Spirit quickened a people's hearts. They were pricked in their hearts, and they cried out, what must we do to be saved? It identified them. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive,
yes,
the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the gift is unto you.
Amen.
It's for you, amen.
Right.
This same Peter, he preaches to some Jews, and it quickened an entirely different thing than a murderous religious spirit that will rise up and try to kill these men.
Right.
And so the word, it always quickens the cockle burr and the true wheat. Is that right?
Amen.
You watch the Spirit of God go to move in a meeting. Oh, hallelujah. Not just talking about Brother Brown now. You watch the Spirit of God go to moving in a meeting. Somebody begins to testify. And God begins to heal the sick. And God begins to do miracles. And you've got the people that they'll jump up. And they'll rejoice. And they'll give God glory. And you got people that sit there with their arms crossed. Say, well, you know, we don't need none of that after all. We don't need tongues. And we don't need healings and all that. And Brother Brown said in 3rd Exodus, when you do that, you cut off your lifeline.
Amen.
The very thing that was ordained to give you life. Give you power to overcome. You cut it off, amen. Can you imagine a child in the womb and you cut its umbilical cord before it comes to birth or something like that? It would die. A diver, and he's below the ocean. He's got one of them big things, and you cut that off. The very line, the very source that it was meant to give him life, to give him strength, the ability to breathe, and he's cut it off. He says, I don't need that. I can swim just fine without it. You might be able to swim just fine, but wait till you run out of air to breathe.
Amen.
You can be the best swimmer in the world.
Yeah.
Without air, you're going to drop dead.
Amen.
You're going to sink like a rock. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus told the Jews in his day, he said, you do err not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God.
Amen.
So many people, they've got the Scriptures and they got it all lined up. They've got it all figured out. Brother Jack, they've got it all figured out how this is supposed to work. We've got the Scriptures here. We've got this explanation here, but no power of God. They're just as much in error, I want you to know today.
Amen.
They're just as much in error today. Amen. I was talking about this a little bit on Wednesday night. I wanted to kind of go into this. You know, Brother Brandon one time, he was on a hunt trip or something like that. He went to, there's a young man with him. I believe his name is Donovan Wirtz. He said he was a Lutheran, and he just got saved. Well, I guess he wasn't before. Amen. And he was a German boy and stuff, and he just got filled with the Spirit, and he was out with Brother Branham. And Brother Branham comes up to him, and he knows that there's something growing on the end of his ear. He said he took his hand, you know about the first pull of the discernment, he took his hand, and he knew it was a cancer. And so he asked him, well, how long has that been there? Oh, you know, a little while now, a few months, I guess, if you read one place. He's like, well, why didn't you tell me? And he said, well, you know, you're so busy all the time, stuff. I didn't want to tell you. You were busy and stuff. And it's funny because Brother Ramsey talks about leaving respect and stuff. He said that man has so much respect. I want you to think about this. Now, this is Brother Ram's personal time.
Right.
And this is Brother Ram taking it easy. That man had so much respect for his leisure time.
Amen.
That God healed that man.
Amen.
Brother Ram never prayed for the man.
Right.
He had just held him by the hand. That's all he had done. Amen. Think about this now. We try to make this like it's a formula. And we try to rationalize this. We try to make it mathematical. God don't live in formulas. He lives in flesh, amen? He lives in people, amen? And anytime you try to reduce God to a formula or something, you're going right back to the law, amen? I'm not saying not to do things a certain way, but what I'm saying is we limit God because, well, if they don't throw this up in the air and do this and drop this and run around a circle in this, God can't do it. And God's not looking for any of that, amen? He just held the man's hand. And he had enough respect towards the gift of God. The man was healed. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my! People laid in Peter's shadow, Brother James.
That's right.
He didn't have to lay hands on them and pray for them all or have a big meeting and lay them all. They laid in the man's shadow. There was nothing about the man's shadow. It was the faith towards that man, the gift of God, that God could heal. Amen.
Yes.
They laid in the man's shadow, and the Bible says they were healed, everyone.
Yes.
We'd sit here and we want to pray for him if somebody can't get him healed. They were in shadow and every one of them was healed.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
They took handkerchiefs and aprons from Paul. And you know, we pray over stuff like that. And Brother Brandon said they didn't even have to pray over it. They just took it from him.
Right.
He's blown his nose and hand off and just cast it out devils.
Amen.
They took his sweaty gym socks and they watched sickness leave the man.
Amen.
It's the truth, amen.
Yes,
oh, God can't use that. He sure can. God will use whatever you can give him.
Amen.
Just like Samson, God. Samson could give God his strength and he could use that. But what if he could give God his heart?
Amen.
Where God could use that man 100%.
Sure.
Not just a man, but a woman, a daughter, a child, whatever it would be. Oh, hallelujah. Paul, he was throwing sticks in a... He was blowing them up one day. A viper jumped out and latched on him. And these guys, they said, well, he's escaped the sea. Only to die again, he must have been a murderer. Look at the old man. That's what he was, amen? But there's something different about Paul now. He wasn't Saul of Tarsus, he's Paul. And he takes that viper and he shakes it into the fire. I had a preacher one time saying, well, you look at the love of God. He just shook it off. I'm thinking, into a fire? He shook this thing off a fire and he kept going. Didn't even pray about the whole thing. Look, I'm not saying not to pray now, but I want you to watch where I'm going with this. We try to make this like it's so far off and we have to work our way up to something. And the man just threw it in the fire and kept going. Didn't put a band-aid on it or complain about it. Say, oh, God of heaven, and cry out to God. Just kept going. Because he knew he had to go to Rome. God told him he was going there. He was sent by God. He was directed by God. And there wasn't enough devils in hell. He could have put 20 vipers in that pile of sticks and none of them would be able to kill Paul because God said he was going. We had a revelation from God, what his purpose, what his direction was. He didn't have to get all worked up. I just shook it off the flame and went on. They said, now they changed their mind that this man was a God.
Yes.
Amen. Lowercase g. He was a God. Amen. He's a son of God, walking in him, in the deity that God has placed in him.
Amen.
To the point where even the natural venom of sin.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Brother Brandon sees it. He talks about paradox in different places. He sees this black mama. He breaks out in a vision one day. And the mama's not after him. Didn't want to go after him, amen. I'm so thankful, Brother Graham said that a man can so completely serve God that the devil don't know what to do with
him. Amen.
The devil don't even want to go near you anymore. He's done trying to push you around. He's like, yo, I'll go bother somebody else.
Amen.
That brother that don't want to pray through or spend time with God, he just kind of wants to be on the fence, I'll go bother him a little bit. This guy got to take my head off. I don't want to get shook in the fire again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God to walk so close to God, amen. I lost my train of thought. What were they talking about? The mama, yeah, thank you, brother. Whew, praise God. I'm going to get sidetracked. The church I was preaching at yesterday, there's a brother sitting in the front row. This guy, he helps you preach. You say something about these people, and he'll say, souls in prison now. Righteous, yeah, he finishes your thought for you. I'm like, that's right, brother. I'm like, use your spot. He just picks it right up for you. He'll preach you half the sermon. I was kind of thankful. But anyway, but this mama went after his brother, amen?
That's right.
Think about that now. You got brothers, sisters, you got people.
Yeah.
This mama goes after him. God says, you've got power.
Amen.
To bind him.
Yeah.
You've got power to loose him, amen?
Right.
See, he had authority like we're talking about the other day. So he could say, I bind this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it curled up in the, how is it, ampersand or whatever, the and symbol? It curled up like that, and Brother Ben says it shows this and everything below, because he's the deadliest of all the snakes.
Yes.
And if you've got power over the greatest, you've got power over the least, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to understand that the resurrection power is in the believer. That death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory. Look, if you've got power and you over death, you've got power over baby death. Oh, you got power over toothaches, and you got power over unbelief. You got power over mind battles, because the very power in you, it's greater than that and everything below it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Mark 16, Brother Ram talks about more than one place. He said they'll lay hands. He didn't say they even pray. They just lay hands on the sick and they recover. Is that right? There's a man by the name of Elisha. And he'd been dead for years. Enough so it was just his bones laying in the grave. And they threw a man in there one day. I want you to think about this. Elisha, he died of sickness even. It took a man that was dead one day, threw it in there on them bones. And there's enough quickening power.
Woo!
In the dead bones of Elisha. To raise a man from the dead. No prayer, no long meeting. They weren't even looking for it, amen? They tossed him in there, is that right?
Amen.
And we wonder, what about me? You've got life in you, amen? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen? You don't lack anything.
No, you don't.
Now listen, there's two ways God works. Brother Bram explains it's like a circle. He's trying to look over here and you're trying to see into a carnal. He said, You can have your buddy, and you can have the ringmasters, and he can come and lift you up and show you everything. Right? Man, that's like God taking him up in a vision, is that right? Like how many times the prophet, he would see a vision, God would give him a vision. Says, but then there's another way, when you get your buddy and he gets below you, he kind of pushes you up a little bit. Is that right?
Amen.
And it was the same in Brother Brandon's meetings. When you would come along, and you come in the discernment line, it was your faith operating the gift, amen?
Right. Yes.
And listen, that was just as much, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
That was just as much God when God was lifting that man up. And when your faith moved that same gift, because it was the gift was from God, amen?
Amen.
Your faith is now operating a divine gift.
Amen.
Now listen. No, nobody prayed for Elisha and his bones, but look, the faith in you can do the same thing, amen?
Amen.
But Brent says here in Proving His Word 65, is this all right today?
Amen.
Because I want to speak to you for just a few moments, and that'll be just a few moments. I don't know how long a few moments was there. Praise the Lord. Because I just want to get the people with the prayer cards up here and pray for them. Because I'm omitting other things, but just praying for the sick. He says, but before we pray for the sick, we got to get the people in that attitude. It's the attitude that always brings the results. Amen? Think about it, huh? The prophet says the right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Like I tell people, Mark 11, if you believe and don't doubt in your heart, this isn't the problem. This is your problem.
Yes.
Your attitude. Yes. Can this God, that's like Brother Bram, they asked him, they're asking about, how do you believe there's one God and not three gods? It's like, which God do you pray to? He's like, well, you pray to the Father, you pray to the Holy Ghost, right? He says, you pray to the God that's in you, amen?
Yes.
We're not looking way up and trying to get into heaven. God is in you. You pray to the God that's in you.
Yes,
He's right here, but what's your mental attitude? Well, I don't know if God can take care of it. I don't know if God can do it. And you're trusting Him to raise your body from the dead. That you would lift and defy gravity and be caught up with the Lord.
Amen. I believe it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He says it's the attitude that you take toward God. And he uses the woman with the blood issue. He says, here's a woman touched his garment. She was healed with a blood issue. A soldier spit in his face and put a crown of thorns on his head and felt no virtue.
Amen.
We'll do the same thing with the Lord today. Well, why can't God do anything for me? What's your attitude? There's just as much virtue in him for that man that struck him and said, prophesy.
Amen.
As there was for that woman with the blood issue, but it was your approach.
Amen.
One woman was delivered of a chronic issue and another man absolutely nothing.
Amen.
Absolutely. When we walk in and out of church year after year after year, decade after decade, and God can't deal with us, what's wrong? It's not that God has lost power. What's our attitude towards it? Are we just going to church?
Right.
Sure.
Is this message just a better idea? Or is it Jesus Christ?
Come on!
Display, amen? That he has revealed the Son of Man. He's been revealed, not just in a prophet, but in a bride body, the prophet said. The Son of Man is still here today, in a bride.
Amen.
Because she is the final voice
right.
In the final age under her messenger. The Spirit and the bride. The Spirit of the bride say, come. They're saying the same thing that God is saying, but because it's the same life, amen? That's why when you say what God has said, it's not just you saying, way, it's not just the same thing as deity speaking. It is deity speaking. It is absolutely the Lord, amen? Because his word can't go forth void. It'll accomplish what he
pleases.
Oh, hallelujah. Can you put your name in the book? That's the thing. Let me tell you this. If you belong to Jesus, he already put your name in the book. He'll write the book of life before the foundation of the world. He wrote you down. And when you read with his stripes I'm healed, you can put your name in there. Oh, hallelujah. You can put your name. Why? Because it's his name. You've got a right. Put your name in the book. Oh, praise God.
I know I told a story here about somebody did that with me one time or whatever.
Look, if they're not going to believe the law and the prophets, they're not going to believe one raised from the dead.
Right.
Is that right? Well, you know, if this is true, you know, if what you're saying is true, it's in the Bible. What if what you're saying is true? Let me see it. God don't have to validate it. God's already validated it. You take God at his word. Well, you know, if what this prophet said is true, God's already thoroughly vindicated this prophet. Time after time after time, discernment after discernment. On tape, amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, well, he saw one thing, but he was somewhere else. What do you think John did?
Right. Right.
How's he seen the Lord come down and seen the Lord's eyes? Well, he couldn't have done that. He was on Patmos. Are you still carnal? The man's a prophet. He's a seer.
Amen.
He saw the exact, look, he saw the exact same thing that we saw on Mount Sunset. What do you think he saw in Revelation 10? He sees the Lord
Amen.
Come down.
Amen.
Clothed with a wig. Is that right? He's seen the same thing. Oh, hallelujah. Look, I wasn't there in the body. I can say I was there. I'm identified in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, look, Jesus, he wandered about, and the man said, I'll follow you, Jesus.
Yes.
Look, foxes have holes, and the birds have this, but the Son of Man, he don't have a place to lay that. But in this day,
Amen.
His headship has found a place to rest on the bride of Jesus Christ. The head has come down, the Son of Man, and he's found a place of rest. This body, this bride. Because he has achieved that purpose of his. That was in the back of his mind before the foundation of the world, that he would get preeminence in a body,
Amen.
In a bride.
Hallelujah.
Does he have preeminence today? I tell you what, if he's got preeminence in your life today, all things are possible to
yes.
them that believe.
Amen.
All things are possible. Amen. Not for the unbeliever, but to them that believe.
Yes, sir.
Right. Oh, my.
Yes, Jesus.
Time and time again, the prophet talks about how we're looking for the coming Lord. We believe he's coming, and he says, and he has come.
Amen.
By the Holy Ghost, is that right?
Yes, sir.
He come on the day of Pentecost. When you go to Pentecost, and the Lord comes to you, he's here today, and you are his eyes, you are his hands,
yes.
you are his feet. And the same rivers of virtue that flowed out of Jesus flows out of this body.
Amen.
He has become the head of all things, what? To the church.
Right.
Which is his body, the fullness.
Yes.
The fullness of him. Jesus Christ, well, he was the fullness of the Godhead. And the fullness of him
Amen.
Is in his church.
That's right.
And his bride and his body, is that right?
Amen.
All that was in God he poured into Christ, and all that was in Christ. Come on now.
Yes.
All that was in Christ he poured into his body.
Yes.
Well, if we could just get Brother Brown on the scene. Jesus Christ, the very one that the angel came. Look, the angel's just in the right hand. He's just taking time.
Amen.
That's why I said, look, if Jesus Christ himself, I was just Jesus Christ himself, we're here today. We're in this microphone. We're in this suit. He could no more heal you than I could. Because
yeah.
you've already been healed.
Yes.
He's saying, look, I already did it at Calvary. It's already finished.
Amen.
It's already done.
Yep,
oh, if we could just get a man.
Yes.
You've got the Son of Man.
Amen.
You've got that the great one. He's more than a man. He's a God man. Is that right?
Amen.
He's more than just people of God. He's more than just a He is deity expressed in flesh, and it's the same today
yes.
by the Holy Ghost in a bride body.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah!
Yes.
What's your approach to it?
Amen.
The Ram, he explains this time and time again. That the birth, we can go into it if you want or whatever. The birth and the baptism are the same thing. Amen. I'll go ahead and read this to you here just to make a point. It says the church age, Samaritan church age, says, look at John 17, 37 through 39. Read it now with understanding. Man, don't read it like a newspaper, just like current events. Read it with understanding.
Hallelujah.
It says, in that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, well, I guess he got loud preaching this one. He cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." What is living water? But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. They should receive, amen? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. He's been glorified.
Yes.
He's ascended to the right hand of the Father. He's received the promise, and this that he has sent back is shed forth abundantly upon you all. It's the promise that was made to Abraham and his seed. Amen? He says here, now, it says here distinctly and emphatically that the believer, upon drinking, by coming into Jesus in faith, now this is the believer, would have rivers of living water pouring out of him.
Right.
It's like that rock in the world. It's like it wasn't just, you know, they were talking about how they paint that picture. Smitten rock in the world, which is Christ. It had the little thing like spitting out, the little thing. Maybe they're casting the water. Look, this water, 2 million people. Amen. This wasn't a little sprinkler like we got a sprinkler system. I thought, this is a gusher. You've got a desert, a rock, and a huge river just coming out. Now, you imagine the sight of it, amen? To see this rock. Oh, well, we're in a desert place. They had water, amen? They weren't thirsty. They weren't dry. Everybody else might have been, but look, you got this rock. You're all watered up, amen?
Yeah.
Enough to water you, enough to water your camel, amen? They were watered up. Amen? It was a big old gusher. Think about it, the supply, that natural river, wasn't enough to take care of 2 million people. What have you got today?
God.
Right. It's not no little trickling sprinkler, you're not going to slip and slide on it. This is a gusher.
Amen.
If they blew up the Hoover Dam, it wouldn't be enough water to match the power of the Holy Ghost in the believer today, amen?
Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it places this experience at Pentecost.
Amen.
Well, we're waiting for God to come and wait for God to give us the Holy Ghost. You done missed it 2,000 years ago, amen? God's come down. God has poured out. God has revealed, amen? It's like a guy one time, he was asking me about it. He said, well, you know, we're waiting for Joel 2 to come to pass. I said, you ought to read Peter's commentary on it. He said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh. Look, God has poured out. God has revealed. God ain't held one thing back from this bride. Look, he had to reveal on and give it all out, or he couldn't be married to her.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Look, he wanted to take that vow. So here it is. This is all I've got.
Yes.
I've hid nothing from her. Oh, praise God. He says here. Now keep this thought in mind as we read John 4. He says, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto me, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Amen. If you knew the gift, if you recognized what God was doing, if she had recognized who was in her midst, she would have asked.
Right.
That's why we fail to ask him, man. We don't recognize the gift of God in our very midst.
Right.
We go without.
Yes.
But whosoever drinks this water that I give him shall never thirst.
Amen.
I tell you what, he gave you so much, you're never going to run out. You get as much as you want. Oh, we're just so dry and thirsty. You drink this water, you won't be thirsty anymore.
Amen.
You eat this bread and you won't hunger anymore.
Amen.
He's that satisfying portion, amen? He says here, the same living water is mentioned, but this time it's not called or it's called an artesian well. So this is where the people make their mistake. Because it's called a well and a river, they think that in one place it is eternal life given by the Spirit. And the next place where it is called a river, implying a great dynamism. Amen. You know, man has gotten a place now where they can take the current of water and harness it to make electricity. Like a dam, like I was talking about the Hoover Dam. That power was always in that water. It was just a matter of harnessing it and channeling it into a means where now it can produce electricity. A whole other kind of power altogether. You know what was there? The potentials of it was all there. It was just a matter of taking it and utilizing it. Amen.
Amen.
He says it has to be the Spirit given now as in doing a power. Not so. It is one and the same.
Amen.
It is the Spirit that gives life and power. And that came at Pentecost. Amen?
Yes.
Right.
So listen, if you're born again, you have power.
Amen.
All these things and all this thing we're talking about recognizing it, if you're born again, you've got it.
Amen.
It goes home with you, it goes to work with you. When you're tired in the morning, you don't want to get up and you hit the steel alarm. And I ain't ready for this. Well, God is God. He's ready, amen.
Amen.
He that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber, amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad I'm snoring like a mule in the night. That he that keepeth Israel is keeping me, amen.
Amen.
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3, he says, not that we think we are sufficient of ourselves. And I want you to understand, it's not about you or me as men or women. It's not about our flesh, amen. Not that we think ourselves sufficient, but our sufficiency is of God, amen.
Amen.
He says, who also hath made us able ministers.
Amen.
God didn't give us, we didn't lack for ability to do this, amen. Whatever our ministry was, God enabled us.
That's right.
We were able to do it. Oh, praise God. Able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth.
Amen.
Amen. Of course, Paul uses this word letter as a euphemism for the law. But speaking of the covenant, the Old Testament, he was writing the New Testament. The letter, just the concept, the idea, it killed these men. They got further and further into tradition. They got further and further away from God. They fell into idolatry. They fell into tradition. Amen.
Amen.
And then you got a man like David. Just a mess. Amen. But yet, God would deal with this man in such a personal way that he would write the psalm and he would prophesy through this man and he would have a revelation. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not.
Hallelujah.
If this is you and here's sin, it just whizzes around. It don't even come towards you, man. That's why Paul could say in Romans 7, he says, now that if it's not me that will, it's no more I that sin.
Right. Amen.
Think about that. Yes. It's not me. I'm not the one sinning. It's like you never did it in the first place. Look, you never did do it in the first place in the eyes of God. God never saw in the first place. He saw that theophany. He saw that blood. You were engraved in the palms of his hand.
Amen.
And God has reckoned unto you his righteousness. Well, you might have been out in adultery. You might have killed this guy or did whatever David did, all kinds of mistakes. Well, look, God has not imputed it unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like we talked about Wednesday. Why? Because you've got, blessed are you. You've got divine character. You've got the nature of the divine in you.
Amen.
Oh, my. God told Samuel, go and find me a man who will rule after my own heart.
That's right.
Is that right? He said, and it talks about it again in the Acts, that God found a man after his own heart. Well, it wasn't the sin that was after his own heart, but there was something deeper, amen?
Yes,
amen. And look, you can look back over your life. You can testify God has done this time and time again. When I was a million miles away from God, I made my bed in hell, but he was there.
Amen.
When I rise up and when I lay down, he's there, amen?
Amen.
God was with you the whole time. In all your hard-heartedness and in all your sin, God was there. And God kept you. And while we were yet sinners, God died for you.
Amen.
Christ died for you. And how much more?
Yes.
Walking in the revelation of this message this hour, shall we be kept, amen? Shall he do for us today? Now that we're walking in the light, we're walking in the light, and the blood of his son cleanses us from all sin, from all unrighteousness. Is that right? Because we're walking in the light. Amen. Some people try to explain, well, you know, that just means the Bible or whatever. I'm thinking, do you guys read the whole thing? That's why I was going to tell you, I'm like, you guys need to read the Bible. That's what it really just comes down to. We want to pick and choose what parts we don't give to the message to. Praise the Lord. He says, but if the ministration of death, which was engraven in stones, was glorious. Now think about this. This is the ministry of death. It was so glorious they couldn't look at Moses' face. It shone so bright he had to cover it up. They could not suddenly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. Which glory was to be done away? How shall not the ministration of the Spirit? So you got the ministry of death. Now you got the ministry of the Spirit. And how shall it not be rather glorious? For the ministry of condemnation. Condemnation and death. Amen?
Amen?
If that's glory, how much more the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory? Amen? Why, it's like I was talking about the other night. You know, well, look at all these things God did with Moses. How can they disbelieve? Look at what he did in this day.
Amen.
In a prophet's ministry. How can they disbelieve? It's greater.
Yes.
Let me say this. Look what he's doing today
yes.
in this building.
Yes.
In a bride body out throughout the world. Greater
Amen.
Than the pillar of fire in the sky and the cloud by day and the natural rock and the natural things. We've got the spiritual. We've got the real. It's not less, it's greater.
Amen.
The spiritual is greater. This is the real. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. for that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect. As great as that was, in this respect it has no glory.
Amen.
By reason of the glory that excels. So, in comparison, it pales. Amen? Look, they could see the natural miracles. And they could partake of those things, and yet they all died for unbelief in the wilderness. Amen? So it's magnificent, and we're not trying to marginalize this, but it's just what God said. As great as that glory was, it pales in comparison to the glory that's to be revealed.
Amen.
That is revealed in me and in you. Amen. For when that which is done away with glory is much more that which remain. Amen. The whole world's shaken away and fallen away, but we remain.
Amen.
As the mountain in the midst of the storm, we abide. We're not moved. Amen. Because we're not just founded on a rock, we're in that rock. We're hitting the cleft of that rock, amen. There's no variableness for this, no shadow of turning.
Amen.
We sing that song, I shall not be moved. Don't be moved by such things that they pale in comparison.
Amen.
Amen. Then he says, seeing that we have such a great plainness of speech. They had a hope. It was such a great hope. He talked about it. I read this the other day when I was ministering. Hebrews 7 talks about the perfection. He says, if perfection were to come by the Levitical priesthood, why would God have made room for another one?
Amen.
Is that right? He says, it's evident that there's no priesthood after the tribe of Judah in the Levitical priesthood. All these things that God did, here God's turned the corner now. Watch this. God turned the corner, and it's the people that keep up with it, amen? They could see the turning of the corner, amen? God was going to change something, because he's going to do away with one thing. Ushering something. Now he had spoken. This is the thing. It was perfectly according to scripture. I want you to know this. Oh my God, just threw this thing down and surprised everybody. He had testified of it for hundreds and hundreds and multiple times, hundreds of years. Amen. But when it came to pass, they missed it. But it's far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there rise up another priest.
Amen.
Without beginning of day, without ending of life. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
who and what is it for? It's for us. Amen.
It's true.
Because he is made, not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power. The power of an endless life, amen?
Amen.
He says, by the which we draw nigh unto God, amen?
Amen.
Look, the Paul tells us in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God, it's not in meat and drink, but
amen.
In righteousness and peace,
amen.
And joy in the Holy Ghost, amen?
Right.
So in other words, the kingdom's in the Holy Ghost. That's where it's found. That's where the power is. You want to walk in the kingdom. We want to be kings and priests. It's in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah.
Look, when you walk around, and look, this is the thing. You have people that are believers. If they will try to do things in their flesh, and they're trying to make something work. And it's like I said tonight, cease from your own works.
Amen.
Stop, amen, because there's power in you to produce
amen.
Every promise of God, amen.
Amen.
That's why Paul, the prophet Isaiah, he speaks about Isaiah 28. For the word of the Lord is unto you, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Is that right? They had the lines, but they missed the precepts. That's what I say. They failed to read between the lines.
Amen.
Right. And that's what the precept is. It's line upon line. The precepts in there. It's the principle or the idea. That's what the woman with the blood issue had. She didn't have a commandment from God saying, "Would you grab this garment? You're going to be healed." But she understood the nature. There are rivers falling off this man. Is that right? The Roman centurion, he understood authority. The Syrophoenician woman, she understood that even dogs, even dogs eat the crumbs. Well, the children, this bread's not for you, it's for the children. What's the children's bread? It's their healing, is that right? By his stripes you're healed. Even dogs eat the crumbs. Look at God can heal a little mama possum. That can come and humble herself with her approach to God. If God will give crumbs to dogs and God will give crumbs to possums, how much for the children of the kingdom? You get the whole out. You get the whole thing, amen? What can God do for me? God can do far exceeding above anything you could ask or think.
Amen.
Oh, but is God willing? Look, God already furnished the bread. He has prepared the table before me.
Yes, sir.
In the presence of mine enemy. Well, you know, there's so many gangsters and so much unbelief from me. God's furnished the table for you.
Good.
In the presence of your enemies.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, amen.
Yes,
I don't know about your cup today, but my cup runneth over, amen.
Yes.
My cup, oh, I wish I could get more of God. My cup so full it's overflowing, amen.
statement. I wish I had a bigger cup. I wish I had more room. Look, you want to make more room, you got to make it in you, amen. You have to unpack something, amen.
That's right.
Look, it's not that we lack God. We just need to get some of this out, amen. Take all the trash. Like Brother Bram talked about a revival there on I think it was Lake Michigan. I'm not sure if Lake Michigan, but he said, what's a revival? It's like that. It's like them waves. The wind blows over it, moves that water. Is that right? Think of some multitudes of people. It's moving when it blows all the trash up on the shore.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us need to get the trash out of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
And recognize that God is here. And look, trash ain't just smoking and drinking and watching TV and all stuff. Trash is, well, you know, God don't do that anymore. Well, my pastor says and my church says, that's trash. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't fit to be eat by goats even.
Amen.
Amen. It's the same. It's the truth anyhow. It ain't fit to be eat at all. Amen. Like Brother Brandon talked about adding faith to virtue, virtue knowledge. He says, if your knowledge says the days of miracles past, so I can take a shotgun and blow that thing out of there.
Yes.
Amen. You don't need that kind of knowledge. It's garbage food. Amen.
Amen.
Look, the worst garbage you ever hear is in a church.
Amen. That's true.
Everything that's down with the bootleggers and the strip joints, on it, the worst garbage you ever hear is in a church. Amen. Look, there ain't going to be no surprises on the day of judgment for them people that never turned to God. It's the guy that sat in church his whole life. He did penance, or he did this, or he helped the pastor, or he paid money here. But he never knew God. That's where the surprise is, amen. That man would have been better off to never have known.
Amen.
Amen. You would be better off to be a rank sin than to know. And let me say it this way. Not just know, but to testify, oh, well, I'm a Christian. I believe God. You're worse off, amen. James said, be not many teachers among you, and we receive the greater condemnation. Look, you're more responsible today if you know better.
Right.
Brother Brown, he says here, in the rising of the sun, his quickening power lets us see his coming. The world ain't going to see it, amen. Well, when every eye sees him, it's going to be too late. Because when they see him, they're going to see us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We ain't going to be looking for him then. We're going to be riding back with him, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Quickening power snatched us, past tense, from death to life. Quickening power gives discernment.
Amen.
I was talking about the Pope here a while back, and Dean put something on the internet today about how Chance Pope is over there, and all these groups, they're all yoking up together, amen? God said that you'd have to bind the sheaves first. You have to bind the tares up before he'd harvest the wheat, is that right?
Amen.
We see them being bound today. Bound by tradition. Bound by ecclesiastical systems, bound by denomination. They're being bound, and they're not just bound, they're bound together.
Amen.
And they're coming together now, is that right? But look, quickening power gave you discernment.
Amen.
To see that that's not God.
Right.
Oh, Jesus said we should be one. Not that kind of one.
Right.
Be one with God. That's the oneness of God, amen?
Amen.
Be that kind of one. The prophet said, then you become an anointed word. The anointed Messiah for the age. People don't like when you preach that, do they, Brother Jack? When you talk about Jesus healed the sick and Jesus helped raise the dead, that's fine. But when you begin to say, like Jesus said, I, my Father, one, that's when they take up and say, well, you're making yourself something.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to make, look, God, you ain't making yourself nothing. God made you that way.
Amen.
God took up himself from the back part of his mind that attribute.
Amen.
And he thought, you know what? I'm going to be identified. I'm going to stick that right into this man. Well, why would God do it? Because it was good.
Yes, amen.
Look, you might not have picked me, and he might not have picked me, or you, but God picked me. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, my, hallelujah. Who are we to argue with?
Right.
Jacob, have I loved, and Esau, have I hated?
That's right.
Oh, that don't sound fair. Like I was saying the other night, well, the devil don't fight fair. Well, neither do I.
Right.
Why are you trying to fight fair with the devil all the time? He don't fight fair.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care what you... You know, it's like I think I was saying to the next of you that weren't here. You know, people get upset about predestination. Predestination, why would that make you upset?
Right.
You read about the prophet talking about a vulture, a hawk, and an eagle, and why don't you know this thing called me a vulture? That's funny, call me an eagle. You know, if I'm identified with him, why would that bother me, amen? See, it's the people that aren't identified with it, it bothers. I say, well, that's not fair. God knew before they had done works. He knew which one would have respect in the universe. Is that right?
Amen.
You've got people like the man that he offered to pay Brother Brandon money to heal somebody from him. He said, well, even if he healed somebody from me, I wouldn't believe. Well, of course not. It's not for you. It's for believers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look, God's not being unfair. Is that right? God's not respecting her. Look, God made it. He made it so simple.
Yes.
Only believe.
Amen.
It's so amazing. Because people, even in the message, we get so carnal-minded about how God has to work a certain way.
Sure.
God has to do things. It's like the prophet said, God does stuff outside of the word. Amen.
Somebody there, I guess.
Look. Moses, one day, they were persecuting Moses. He cried out to God and said, God, do a new thing. Let the earth open up and swallow these people.
Right.
And guess what?
They did.
Look. Nobody before Joshua had ever spoke to the sun to stand still, but guess what? God honored it, amen? But say, because the same God that created, look, it wasn't, I just feel this way about it. It wasn't like it was just Joshua's idea. It was, but it was more than that. He had representation of God, amen? That's why God could back it up.
Amen.
Look, never in any other age do we have a man. He's out hunting one day and he says, you got news. Need a squirrel.
Right.
Never had it been done before. Is that right?
Right.
And yet God could come and do it. Why? Because He's God. Because He's God. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know that your Father is God.
Amen.
Your Father is God. He's God of everything. He's the God of your finances. He's the God of your health. He's the God of your family. He's the God of your church.
Amen.
He's not just the King and the Savior. He's the Lord.
Amen.
He's in charge. He's got power. He's got authority, amen? And you don't have to back up to the devil. Because you are in Him. And He's in you. And you and Him at that day, that's this day. You and Him are one. When the bride speaks, she doesn't speak of her own. She speaks of Him, amen? Jesus said when the Holy Ghost comes, He won't speak of Himself. He's not speaking in their voice because He's the same person. The same person is speaking. And let the man and the woman in the garden know there were two bodies. And one was a byproduct. One was taken out. Yet they had the same spirit. The spirit was there.
Amen.
In the original creation.
That's right.
And this spoken word is the original seed. It's the original life. The original thought of God.
Amen.
Manifest today. In a bright body. In a bunch of rejects and renegades and deadbeats and sinners. God would come in the midst of it all. In Satan's seed. And He would spring up another tree of life.
Yes.
That bright tree, Brother Branson, when it's restored back. It's the original tree of life that was in the garden. And the church today, she is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
By the Spirit, because she has His life.
Yes, amen.
That natural blood is spilled on centurions. It's spilled on men that laughed and mocked Him and put Him to death. And it did nothing for Him. But the life from that blood could reach 2,000 years later and save your sin-sick soul.
Amen.
And heal your broken body.
Yes.
And it could change your life. Amen.
Praise
He could remit sins that were before. And He could remit sins that were going to take place. Oh, we're so worried. I don't want to send my day of grace away. Look, you can't get away from God.
Hallelujah.
There's not height or depth. There's no width or breadth. I am persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ.
Yes.
And you are in Him. Not just by the Holy Ghost, but you are in Him before the foundation of the world.
Praise God.
You were predestinated to it. Because God knew you. People say, well, God didn't predestinate you. God didn't know you back then. Has God started learning stuff?
No.
When has God begun to learn? God has always known. God has always purposed that He would have a bride. They were going to be overcome by the kingdom of God inside of them. The power of the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. He's here today, amen? Luke 5. They brought a man to Jesus. They just lower him down through the ceiling. See, their approach is right. The Bible says the presence of God, the power of God was present to heal. Amen? I want you to know the power of God is present to heal. But do you recognize it?
Yes.
The power of God is present to deliver, to provide. But do we recognize it today? It's just some short little 5'9", hairy-looking loser up here preaching to you? Or is it God? God has chosen the foolishness. Amen? Why? Because the wise don't like it. That's how God don't fight fair. Well, I'm so wise, I'm so smart, and I got it all figured out. You're the least qualified. God's going to take the reject, He's going to take the base things to confound the wise, He's going to take the low things to cast down the high. Amen?
Amen.
And when man's got it all figured out, Uncle Sam's got it all figured out, amen? The governments of this world, they got it all figured out. They're going to fix this thing, Sister Betty. They're going to figure it out. We've got plans for this stuff. And the more they work at it, the worse it gets. Decade after decade, year after year. Well, now we're going to provide health care for everybody. We don't know how we're going to pay for it yet. There's no way for it to support it. Look, God provided you health care. Guess what? It's free health care and it's paid for. By His stripes we are healed. It's without money, without price. Look, you can't go to the doctor here 5 years from now because there's a line outside the door. Guess what? Dr. Jesus is on the scene. The power of God is present to heal. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we can't find a replacement. Look, I found something greater than that. I found Jesus. I found the healer, amen? Amen. Is it the medicine that's the healer or is it life? Life is the healer. Amen. And He is life. He's come to give you life and it abundantly.
Amen.
More than you could ever need. More than you could ever possess or want. It's a river of gusher, amen?
Amen.
Yes, oh God of God, send us revival. God has sent you revival by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You were dead. You were dead in your trespasses, but He gave you revival by the Holy Ghost. You have revival today. You have been revived. You passed from death into life. This message is revival. Brother Bramie talked about them people with the hair of faith. They're praying fast, praying fast, praying. God's going to give us a revival. See, they were coming. They were trying to draw nigh to God, but their approach is wrong. See, they've missed it. They have failed to recognize His presence. They failed to recognize the awakening of the bride. Look, this bride's not asleep today. She's awake. We're not as children of the night that sleep in the night. We are children of the dead. We're walking in the day. They're walking in Laodicea. We're walking in the bright age.
Amen.
They're walking in the night. We're walking in the day.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We're in a place. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lamb is the light. In that city, the Lamb is the light. There's no need of sun or moon. We're not worried about daytime. Well, this church, they're going through the nighttime. These people, they're having a hard time. Look, we're in Goshen. Amen.
Amen.
We're not worried about darkness and all that stuff. It's always daytime for us. It's always shining on the inside. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I don't know. That just makes me so mad. People get so religious. You know, God loved people as much as we did. He gave us revival. Get a clue, man. Get a clue. This is revival.
Yes,
this message is revival. Well, everybody else around me, they're all cast down. They just can't seem to get the victory. What's that got to do with you?
Amen.
Follow thou me.
Right.
Hey, man.
Right.
I don't care. It's like Brother Bram said, you get one or two people on fire for God.
Amen.
Right.
One or two people, Brother Jack. Brother James?
Yes, sir.
I'm picking you two out, I guess.
Amen.
You can all get involved. You get one or two people on fire for God, it'll do more damage to the kingdom of Satan than 40 revivals.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look, those revivals, they come and they go, but this revival,
amen,
this fire, our God's consumed fire.
Amen.
There's an eternal fire that can only come from one place, from God, because He is eternal. You've got an eternal fire inside of you, amen?
Amen.
Look, the devil might try and put it down, but you can never put it out, amen?
Never.
If you'll feed that fire, it'll flame up as high as you get it.
Right.
And look, some people, they try to get warm with the paint of fire. You can't get warm with the paint of fire. I don't care how nice you paint this message. You paint this picture, you have to have fire today.
Amen.
Because this message is more than just words on a page. It's more than just doctrine. It's the God that has come out of history. And He's come alive. Not on the pages of a book, but on written epistles. Written and known of all men.
Amen.
That we have revival. Amen.
We
have revival. We have power. We have an unction from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We have discernment.
Amen.
That's why you're not caught up in all this nonsense.
Right.
Quickening power gave you discernment.
Amen.
It looks beyond the flesh. It looks beyond man. It looks into Jesus Christ,
yes,
the author,
amen,
and finisher of our faith.
Yes, Jesus.
Stephen, so full of the quickening power, they went to stone his body one day. He could look up and see the Lord.
Amen.
Said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, quickening power did that.
Amen.
The quickening power will do the same thing for you today. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Quickening power has snatched us from death.
Right.
Our culture is so caught up in death. All our movies and all our entertainment. People walk around wearing skulls. And even us, we talk about, well, you know, I'm sick and tired of this. Or you're not sick, you're healthy, amen?
Amen.
It
becomes part of our language, you know. I don't feel. What's that got to do with anything, amen?
Right.
Oh, look, I'm just as bad as the next person. I'm not saying I'm perfect, amen, but we let bitter water and sweet water come out of the same spring. Brother, these things ought not be so.
Amen.
Out of the same mouth, blessings and curses, amen. I'm not just talking about swearing and talking with a potty mouth, amen. We'll talk about how great God is and how wonderful God is, and we'll walk out of here and let you know, wow, who God is. Well, I wish God would what?
Right.
Would what?
Right.
What's he going to do? He's already done it all, amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He said it's finished, amen. Not only did he finish it, but he revealed it. He has revealed it. Look, he's not going to. We don't have some eighth guy coming along. We're going to raise up Brother Branham from the dead. He's already proclaimed it.
Yeah.
He has made known the mystery.
Yes.
It was hidden from the other ages, but is now revealed in us by his holy prophet, Christ in you.
Yeah.
The hope of glory.
Yes.
This is your hope today, Christ in you today. Not Christ in another man or Christ in another ministry, Christ in Paul. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
Look at Christ in you today. You ain't got no hope.
That's right.
Look, I would not have you sorrows, those that had no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead,
we too.
Oh, hallelujah. Then that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, brothers, sisters. We shall all be changed.
Yes. Amen.
I want to tell you things. We have been changed.
Yes. Amen.
We have passed. And we shall all be changed.
Yes.
This mortal shall put on immortality.
Yes.
This corruption that you wrestle with every day to die, that you wrestle with in the morning, it's going to put on incorruption.
Yes.
Amen.
It's going to put on deity. And the thing that's on the inside is going to look like the thing on the outside.
Amen.
You have put on deity. You have put on your representation. The whole world's groaning for it. They're travailing for it. They don't even know what they're groaning for. They have no idea, but they're groaning for it. The whole world's shaking. It's wrestling with it. Once it has to have it, what is it? We ourselves also groan within ourselves for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
To the adoption, to what? The redemption of the body.
Hallelujah.
Everything's culminating in what? The changing of our bodies.
Amen.
It's all waiting on you and me. The prophet talks about in 3rd Exodus, they were out in the wilderness waiting on God. God was waiting on them.
Amen.
We're waiting on the Lord. God's waiting for you.
That's right.
To change bodies. He's waiting for that last seed. Praise God. The Lord said unto my Lord, set up my right hand, my make thine enemies thy footstool.
Amen.
This same Jesus that they crucified, God has raised him up, whom the heavens must retain unto the restitution of all things. Heaven, Jesus, he's being retained. Why? Waiting for you.
Amen.
We're holding him back.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my. Listen, be encouraged with this. Throw the corporal body in here. Well, let me say it this way. He has another corporal body.
Yes.
A many membered corporal body. He has flesh on this earth.
Amen.
He has representation, amen.
Right.
Sure.
He's waiting for this to bring all things into subjection.
Amen.
Amen. He's waiting for us to redeem our part of the earth.
Come on.
Well, we're gonna rule the earth when we start with this piece right here.
That's right.
Rule this part of the earth first, amen. You rule your inheritance, you can rule something else, amen.
That's right.
You can get a hold of your unruly tongue. You can get a hold of your unruly ways, amen. But you can't do it by the letter of the law, but by the power of newness of life. He can bring this body subject, amen.
That's right, amen.
Well, the devil, he gave me something the other day. Well, he's a squatter on this part of the earth. This
amen.
Is your possession, amen.
Yes.
You are bought with a price.
Amen.
Glorify God with your spirit and your body, which are God. God paid for it, and you got a squatter. I tell you what, kick him out today.
Amen.
I've got an abstract title deed. All the liens are written off.
Hallelujah.
Every debt is gone, wiped off. And this says I'm a full possessor. I'm a full owner, and I've got a checkbook. And I've got a checking account, and it's full. And my name's as good on the checkbook as his.
Amen.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Redeem your. I like that. Redeem your part of the earth today.
Amen.
Start right here, amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all today.
Jesus.
I tell you what, I just feel the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Well, I think we could go on for eternity. We're going to it, man.
Amen.
This power, that's what's going to do it. It don't slow. Bow our heads. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I thank you today to stand here, Lord. barely even stand under my own power, but I believe it's you, God, that lifts us up. You are the lifter of our heads, Lord. You are our glory and the lifters of our heads. Lord, may we take today, may we strengthen the feeble knees. May we confirm the feeble. Let us lift up hands and praise. Let us defy gravity today. We believe this word, this prophecy, this sure word prophecy, given to us by the voice of Malachi 4:5. We believe what Elijah has said. Oh God, the prophets of Baal, how they're scattered and disillusioned, even with each other. And we find in a day they've come together, but Lord, you've sent the holy fire of God down on the building of Elijah, on the altar of God. Lord, you have vindicated this prophet by fire, by a pillar of fire, and by a pillar of cloud. God, you have vindicated not just a prophet's ministry, but a prophet's reward, which is a believing people. And we are the fulfillment of what Malachi 4:5 has prophesied, a sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, not just to come, but right now, the sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. A revived people, a people of Holy Ghost and fire, the power of God, for the kingdom of God. It doesn't come with observation. They're looking, Lord. The quickening power gives discernment to see. It's not in the desert or in a dry place or in a wilderness. The kingdom of God is within us. The power is within us today. Speak of worldliness. The power is in us today for revival. The power is in us today for refreshing from the presence of God. The power is present to heal. The power is present to deliver. The power is present to give discernment, to give wisdom and instruction to us, Lord, that we would not walk and stumble, that you would keep us from falling, Lord, that you would make known to us the way of life. We're in the fool. The fool shall not err therein. Oh, God, I thank you. Lord, as I drove home last night, not knowing how things were going to go, Lord, waiting on you, believing on you, and how you dealt with me, even in the office back there, just before service, where to go today. Lord, I think you would visit these people and you speak to them, Lord. Lord, not to condemn them, but to give them hope, to give them an expected end, that you've made them as an iron pillar in a defense city and brazen walls, that you protect this people. They're your property. They're under your protection today. Lord, may we not allow men to manhandle this bride. May we not allow the devil to manhandle this bride, for she's bought with a price. The Lamb's wife, hallelujah. Oh, the Lamb's wife, she hath made herself ready. She's clothed in a white garment, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, today, God, today may we walk in the light of your presence. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you've not grown weak. Your arm's not waxed short that it cannot save. You're just as strong. You're just as mighty today as when you spoke the world into existence. You're just as powerful today as when you said, let there be light. You're the same God today that spoke squirrels into existence. The same God today that removes tumors. You're the same God today in our midst to do whatever you please in our lives, Father. Your apostle John said, I pray, beloved, I wish that above all things you would prosper and be in health as your souls prosper. Lord, you have not chosen us for evil, Lord, but for good. You have chosen us not to go through tribulation, but that we would be with you at a marriage supper, Lord. You've not purposed evil in our lives, but good, Lord. An expected end, the plans you have for us, not of evil, but of good. Lord, if we could just have a revelation, Lord, not be afraid of you, Lord. We're so afraid that you would do something to us, Lord. You came to give us life and it abundantly. It's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord, you've come to give us all things. You've come to be good to your little bride, to give her love gifts and whisper love secrets in her ears. Oh, Jesus, how we're just captivated. We're prisoners today of Jesus Christ by the love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, if we love you that much, if we can love you whom we've not seen, can't we love each other whom we have seen? Every attribute of God gathered here today, I pray you bless them, Father, for your own great purpose. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. You love me. I can say as John, I am the disciple that Jesus loved. May these people today, may they say, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, have your way now. Not just in this place, but in this heart. In this throne room right here, this mercy seat inside of us. Have your way today, Lord, in all things, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Your love. We'll walk in the light. Such a beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy. Oh, they're so bright, hallelujah. And just shine all around us by day.
Thank you.
touching Jesus.
It's all that really matters.
And then your life will never be the same.
And there's only one way to touch Him.
Just believe when you call.
Heavy hands now, rejoice!
And open prison doors.
Now is the accepted time, amen. This is our victory, even our faith, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, Brother Bram, one day, he was just when he was a younger Christian, he saw a woman dance one time. He kind of thought out of her, whatever. Next thing he knew, he was dancing with her. You know why? He said, I just didn't have enough victory. Well, I tell you, you got victory. There's a rejoicing. There's a kingdom in the camp, amen. You can walk out of here. And you can face temptations of life and trials. You're wearing armor. Amen. The armor of faith is the armor of victory.
Amen.
A victorious people, amen. God bless you all day. It's such a privilege to be here with you all. I don't want to prolong the time. I would like to sing one more song of those who are today. Amen. Give me the key of G. Well, praise the Lord. You all pray for me for a second. Wherever I go, I'll pray. Wherever I am, for His love surrounds me like the sea. Well, I lift up the name.
Wait that way, she's saying, I lift up the name
of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has been.
Yes, He has, amen.
For wherever I go, I'm praising wherever I am.
Hallelujah!
Up the day.